For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Terry Nelson speaking on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Has the war on drugs made some of our police into killers and eroded our civil rights? Just this past week, there's been two killings by police, both linked to the drug war. The most recent was a groom on his way to a wedding from a bachelor party accompanied by two of his friends. The trio had stopped off for drinks at a local strip club, which the police had under surveillance. No gun was found in the car, but the police shot some 50 rounds into the auto, killing the driver and severely wounding the other two occupants. I don't know the specifics of that police department's use of force policy. I do know if someone is not returning fire, there is little reason for the police to fire that many rounds. The act can only be attributed to pack mentality. One person starts shooting and the rest join right in. Of the seven officers reportedly involved, only two decided not to fire. So there were at least seven or more officers assigned to a drug investigation at a strip club. That's good duty if you can get it. The question remains, as the police are hired to protect and to serve citizens, or the police hired to spy on and pry into the lives of people? Our draconian drug laws have turned some members of law enforcement into secret police with hidden agendas. This failed public policy has so many unintended consequences that it must be stopped. Consequences from innocent people caught in the crossfire of feuding drug gangs, a grandmother killed trying to protect her home from home invaders, school children having to submit to violations of their Fourth Amendment rights, police coercing people to allowing them to illegally search their vehicles and homes to prove their innocence or not draw the anger of the officer. Officers planting drugs on suspected offenders, officers stealing drugs from dealers and then selling the drugs, sheriffs protecting drug traffickers, shades of the old prohibition, and others. But you get the general idea. From this war's inception in the early 1970s until now, we have been told over and over again that the war is winnable and that we are winning. This has proven to be false, as all drugs are more available of higher quality and cheaper than at the beginning. Remember, one of the main purposes of government is to protect our rights and to ensure that justice is done. Generally, citizens of a nation will support and respect a law that is designed to protect them from harm from others. The war on drugs has infringed upon our rights and cannot be described as justice. It's time for a change. Let's work together to stop this craziness and help build a better future for ourselves and our children. This is Terry Nelson at www.leap.cc signing off.
Bring a cop, judge, or warden from LEAP to speak to your organization or church. Contact us at leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.